Hello, my name is Jessica. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My neighbor had a coronavirus vaccine yesterday. He did fine last night, but today he's having severe joint pain, weakness, and he just feels generally bad. He cannot really get up out of the bed. He hasn't been up since this morning. I checked his blood pressure, and it was good. And his heart rate feels strong, but he's not really eaten today. He's drank a little bit, but not much.
Have you contacted the local health department to see?
This is the number that they have on the instructions.
Understandable. So what is your question, ma'am?
It says to report reactions and side effects, and I thought maybe you could say if this is kind of a normal reaction or.
I really couldn't tell you like how the reactions take place after they receive the shots, ma'am. I'm not really sure on how that works or how any of that goes at the moment.
Well, who should I call then? I mean, this is the number that they.
I'm unsure. I can provide you with the number that I'm looking at it on my screen. It's probably the same one, but that's the only number I have to give you.
What's the number?
It's 855.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
It's 855.
566.
566, okay.
5333.
Where are you located at, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in Montgomery, ma'am.
Montgomery, okay. So are you in the health department then?
No, ma'am.
Department? No, ma'am.
This is a pre-registered testing site.
Okay. Like I said, on the instructions that they gave us, it had your number, and it said you'd speak to a nurse and submit the reports of reactions at this number. This is the number that they gave you.
That's understandable. I'm not a nurse, but you can try calling that number I just gave you, and they can answer any questions that you have from there.
All right. Well, this is kind of useless. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling the coronavirus.